Welcome into another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and a daily editorial where I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. Doc, I first just want to say thank you for responding to the comments that have come in underneath our interviews when people are asking you about your thoughts on different sectors and even different stocks. You and I always get to chat about those kind of things off mic, but it's great that you share some of your insights with some of our listeners. And remember, none of that is investment advice. It's simply just Doc taking a look at the charts. Doc, let's start off today by talking about the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar having a nice day today. And even though the dollar had been rolling over throughout December, the fact of the matter is, even if it drops a little bit further or bottoms this week, we consistently have been putting in higher lows and higher highs throughout 2018. What do you think the potential of a bullish dollar, at least a bullish scenario for the dollar in 2019?
Well, right now the dollar is topping out like we had talked about earlier, Corey, a number of weeks ago. I mentioned it was moving up toward the Bollinger Bands and it would probably top out then. And it looks like it's doing it. Now, the question is, what happens over the first half of this year? And I think we have a little bit more sideways to down for the dollar over the first part of the year, but not a lot. And then I think the question becomes, does it get its second wind, or does it start to finally break down toward the second half of 2019? And that's the position we're in right now. So the dollar isn't, you know, rip-roaring, but it's had a nice run. And now it looks like it's really struggling to start a next leg higher. So what we can expect is kind of hanging around up here for a while before it starts to make its move one way or another. But it right now looks like it can't make up its mind.
Well, Doc, what about the move today? Up 0.83 on the dollar index, closing in on that 97 level again. This is a nice move. Why don't you think that this could be the start of at least shorter term bottom here?
Well, because I look at some of the strength indicators and I look at the momentum indicators and they're not exactly strong. Plus, you have the slow stochastics up in overbought area for it. And all of those things, when you put it together, it shows you that it's struggling, even though it had a nice little move today. And so when you look at all the different indicators technically, the odds are right now that it's meeting resistance. It's going to have trouble overcoming in the near future. That doesn't mean that in a couple, 3 months, it doesn't get another chance to break out and move higher. But right now, all those other indicators are revealing that the dollar is struggling.
All right. So, Doc, we've had a crazy couple years for the dollar. If you go back to 2015, the dollar was still relatively stable in between, say, 93 and 100. And then 2017, we peaked almost right at the beginning of the year at 103, the high 103 level. And it moved straight down throughout the year down to the 88 level. That was a 15% move, which is a lot for a major currency like the dollar. And then just in this last year, off that 88 low, we moved about 10% higher to peak out at around 97. Is there any chance that after 2 years, one down, one up, that we might get a year or two of a bit of stability, a bit of sideways movement for the dollar?
My gut feeling instincts tell me, yes, that we're going to kind of levitate here a little bit and then gently move down sideways to down. And then you're going to get the Bollinger Bands really to start to tighten toward the end of 2019. And then the dollar's going to, I think, make a significant move, get ready to make a significant move one way or another.
Okay, so that's what we're going to have to wait for. And Doc, how do you think this is impacting the precious metals? Because there is the argument that there's an inverse correlation between gold and the U.S. dollar, but that hasn't been the case in the last couple months. So what's the significance?
Well, I don't see any second leg to this move in the near future. So that should support gold fairly well, although I think gold will move back down again, but it won't be phenomenally, it won't be a big move down. And the important thing about gold is the fact that and we talked about this before, that on the monthly chart, we're solidly back into the trading range that we had been in for a long time, and that's very encouraging to me. That tells me that we're still in good shape with gold, and that as the 200-month moving average, as a page is being turned over again on a new month, we're in good shape as we move into 2019 as far as gold's concerned, and those who are concerned that it's going to drop out of bed. The longer we're in this, the more unlikely it is that we're still in a bear market for gold. That's really unlikely because we're showing a tremendous bottoming pattern here. In fact, on this recent pullback, and I even today I bought some more stocks, and I will through 2019 like I did 2018. I just keep adding positions whenever we get pullbacks on some of these stocks because we're in the waiting period now. And even though you don't have to be in a hurry, just pick out good companies with good managements with a lot of money in the bank. And I think you're going to be good to go in the future.
Those are the crucial factors. Have cash in the bank and have good management teams because you're not expecting these things to be skyrocketing right away, right? It's still been a very, very selective precious metal stock market in terms of the number of stocks that are leading higher, few and far between, which I think is good. But the fact of the matter is there's still way too many companies touting projects that I don't think make a whole lot of sense. What about that selectiveness of the market, though, Doc? Doesn't that give you a little bit of pause for all this bullishness that has come back into the precious metals after that drop that we saw in summer?
Yeah, it does. And and whenever we get a drop like that, we go to extremes. Everybody becomes tremendously frustrated and depressed and bearish. And then we get a little move like we've had recently, and all of a sudden, all the bulls come out. And we've been doing this now for what, about 4 or 5 years. But that's okay because, as I mentioned before, the Bollinger Bands on the monthly charts, we're in a nice little trading range here. And so if we can get those things to narrow as time goes on into 2019, I think we stand a really good chance of, when they become narrowed, of a breakout one way or another. But I can attest to the fact that I feel that breakout will finally be to the upside, and that's when the juices in this thing will really start to go.
All right, something that we are still waiting for. What about this recent strength in silver? Silver finally broke above 15, even SIL. Some of the silver stocks were having some solid days, but it's not that consistent outperformance of silver stocks on top of silver. Plus, it's been very inconsistent. Gold might be up while silver is flat one day, and then silver might be up as gold gives back a couple dollars. Where's the relationship and balance here in your eyes?
Well, that gold to silver ratio has really been pathetic. And every once in a while, we need to break that little relationship up and get people excited and really in a new run. There's an old dictum that silver leads the way. And we've had a nice little move here in silver, and it might continue a little bit longer. And then I think we'll tend to fall back again. But that's okay because I think silver is in a good place, and we're just starting to form another trading range that's a little bit lower, and that tells me we're going to still have to be patient. But it's been a nice little move by silver, and we could move yet up toward 17 to 18 over time here a little bit. But then I think we tend to move sideways into 2019. But we're getting ready for the same thing on the gold market, where you're going to be narrowing the Bollinger Bands again. And this time, the last time that happened, we broke down and moved down. this next time when we can get those Bollinger Bands to narrow, I think the odds are, our chances are we move up.
Okay. Well, Doc, always great chatting with you. Still a lot at play for these medals, but overall, we're entering 2019 with a little more optimism, and that's even after a down year for the medals. So, hey, something to consider, but around the world, we're still seeing some pretty weak economic data, something that Chris Temple and I outlined this morning. Doc, great chatting with you. Thanks again for your time. I look forward to chatting with you again later this week.